Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
Is that for my mother?
The feast, our festival will never stop. That is our nature.
Tomorrow, now
should it?
Yeah,
I put this on your ear. Yes.
The mayor of Syracuse.
Radhe Radhe. Dandavatu Gurudev, Gurudev Atulananda, and all sannyasis, and my god brother and sisters. I feel so lucky myself in when I must see of my Gurudev. I want to live in that mercy, and I want to be always a student of it. Why? I say you something is surprising in my life. When I took sannyas, I was grihastha before. And I said, what to do now? I don't know. I took sannyas, but I left my grihastha ashram and I don't know what to do. I never preached, never prepared like a brahmachari. Then he gave me one book of Sridhar Maharaj. When I opened it, was in Spanish. My God. I say, if English, then I can anyway can read something. My English is not good. And now is this Spanish book, what I will do? Then I have to learn Spanish, then understand. What is the instruction behind that? That you don't need to read even. You always listen and then you inspired and talk. And still I cannot do this. If somebody read, then I feel inspiration to share something. When the mercy and which way mercy is coming, you don't know. And this Sridhar Maharaj book changed my life when I am listening. Only listen. And this, the first translator was Sharanagati. Then this Sharanagati means you are Sharanagati, you will understand everything. I feel this. Without Sharanagati, read 100 times, you will not understand. I was traveling and I went to Chile. As Gurudev is sitting here, Atulananda. I reach, then Krishna Kirtan say, tomorrow you have invitation in the big university. And he said, this is the topic to talk. Remember, Gurudev? I took 10 books to understand something, but zero, I no understand. In the winter time, I start sweating like I am taking bath. I become very nervous. Then I say, Gurudev, what to do? He said, don't bother. You on the mouth, I will make your speaker less and I will talk in Spanish. Don't bother. I said, there is some hope. It can pass away like this. And then I said, when I have nothing to do, why I bother? Give me time to stress, and then I am sleeping only. I said, 10 minutes before you knock me, I will open, I will go with you. I am like a student. Huh? And when he reached there, it was really big university, and they start welcoming to us. And when I enter, I become more nervous than now. But Guru Kripa means, and he was sitting and he giving the flow of mercy. Many surprise things happen. Gurudev also watching me, what happened to you? You start talking. I say, Gurudev, he is telling from inside to me, eyes are coming up. It was only 45 minutes, they extend the program also. It was surprise for me. I don't know for others, but it was surprise for me what happened to me. It's not mercy. What is mercy? This is mercy. If you are not qualified, you know everything. Everything is coming through the mercy. Everything coming from mercy. Many things happen. I say, Gurudev, how to preach? He said, where I cannot go, you go that way. It's very difficult. Because when he is going, I know I have a comfortable place to travel and I know I'm all my God brothers, sisters. But he said, where I don't go, you go that place. How to know and how to do alone. But when he wants to do from me, it's possible. He said, what I do, you do the different thing. I say, my Gurudev is totally Krishna Bhakta. So if I take the shelter of Radhika, then I don't do that way. I find some other way that Gurudev will become happy. And he helped so much to me that I cannot say you. Without mercy, anything possible in life? Anything not possible. Now, one thing I say, Sharanagati, without Sharanagati, never mercy can come. If you are Sharanagati, mercy flow, it flow non-stop flowing. Non-stop flowing. Non-stop flowing. Many examples, it will take long time to explain. When I renounced and I went out, my children are not settled. You remember Gurudev? All they are studying and doing. And they all settled, automatic. I cannot do if I am there. But when the Guru Kripa is there, everything starts happening in your life. Because your Ishtadev, Radha Mohan, Radha Krishna helps them. My dear, I want to share something about Prabhupada. We are living in his mercy. When I start to read Bhagavad Gita, I say I have to start from beginning. Then I read page 4, after Vandana. It comes page 4. When I start reading page 4, then I can't count one thing. The good writer writes only one time one word. Right? You know, one writer is a good writer, he will never repeat the same word. But Prabhupada writes one word 22 times in page 4. What meaning? He don't bother himself that you will say good writer or not. It's very important. This is whole hidden fact he writes 22 times. 22 times, you count it 22 times. That is relation, sambandha. Without relation, devotion cannot start. If there is no relation, not possible devotion. You see, in material life, mother is devoted to his son. Why? Because relation. If you are not related, devotion cannot practice. If you relate, you cannot think out of that. You become mad in relationship. That relation, when it becomes with divine, it becomes divine. So base is the relation, Prabhupada say. And one of that, one relation you choose and live in that relationship, all will become clear. You will develop perfection with that because you will know your sarup and you will develop perfection, sarup siddhi. This is the goal of our life. The words of Prabhupada. And then you go to the last page of Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita, I say you, is it only for the preparatory student, beginners, he writes this. One is relation, sambandha, avideha and prayojan. Three things in page 4. So merciful. Sambandha, relation, avideha, by devotional practice, you become so much that you identify your sarup is avidya. And what is prayojan? Sarup siddhi is the prayojan. Perfection in your form is the prayojan. This is the goal. And last page he writes, Gurudev, I was surprised when I, when you want to come from marginal to normal condition, you have to go to pleasure-giving potency. The last word in Bhagavad Gita is pleasure-giving potency. When you want to be in normal condition, mane, passive mode, this neutral position is in the soul consciousness, marginal. But you want to be a normal from marginal, jumping not, one place, then you have to go to pleasure, then Krishna bring you to pleasure giving. The mercy of Prabhupada is every corner he is writing so kind to us. You cannot imagine. And this mercy of Prabhupada coming through the Gurudev to us. This is Guru Kripa, Mahajan Kripa. So, my dear, this is one thing, and today is a Maharaj. One of my Baba, Siddha Mahatma, he asked, today is Sarat Purnima, why you do tomorrow? I say, what is meaning of Sarat Purnima? This day Maharas start. He said, very good. Then it end in one day or what? Or it is start, then it's going on. Is it stop or what? He said, never stop, it's going on. I say, any day you do, it's Sarat Purnima. Every day is Sarat Purnima. When Maharas is going on, then what is the difference? Beginning or second day or third day? Is every day is Maharas. And every day is Sarat Purnima for my Priya Lana. So, we are very fortunate that we are in Sarat Purnima, that Amrita is coming out from the moon. Second thing, my Paramhansa Maharaj, he was really sadhu. He was sadhu with his behavior, and slowly, slowly he becomes so kind and merciful. I cannot say you. He comes, he cares to everyone, and we never miss that Gurudev is not there. Through him we feel that we are very connected. Now we are missing like that Paramhansa Maharaj. He is keeping very loving relation. And I do one time, I remember his Vyas Puja in my Mugir Math. Or here, some place I do. And I was very proud to do for him. He's really Mahatma. Very saintly person. Only by the mercy, by Sharanagati he become great Mahatma. So, my dear, time will come, we will start living in mercy, then you will see what is going on. It is all surprise. All is will become surprising, I say you. Surprising. Surprising, my dear. I cannot say to you, many time will take. One time I was aarti in Radha Mohan, and I am doing kirtan and my mind is going to the toilet. Why? Because I am building some toilet and room remodeling. Then Radha Mohan said to me, "Are you foolish? Now he's standing in my front and thinking for toilet. You have no time to think for me. Are you think for me? This all thing will happen automatically. Why you bother?" And from that day I never bother, and surprise is happening there. I can't say you. This is mercy. This is mercy. This is the mercy. Mercy means mercy. Unconditional means no condition for that, when that is mercy. My Swami gives unconditional. One day Subal asked, what is the meaning of this way and this way? Hand is down and one hand is up. Means unconditional love, all the time mercy. Come only in the front and you will get the mercy. And what is the meaning of this hand? You see, if you go to Mama, she will give you like this, something hidingly. So not say to Father, don't say to anyone, keep it. She can say, but she will stop you to say to that. So this is hidingly giving and unconditional love. She give like this. This giving hidingly, nobody will see the hand giving. And she give like this, with both hands, hidingly, openly. Nitai.
We also welcome tonight here the Pradhan of Surya Kumbh, who has joined us today. We are actually helping, or we are planning to become part to make Surya Kunda a model village of Braj, like so people can come there and see how Braj is a place of spiritual education. So most welcome to our Pradhanji for coming here tonight. Now Gurudev Atulananda, please, some words from your side.
Where my pronounced world view I feel very blessed by being here with all of you. Sai Maharaj, Sai Maharaj. Very happy to have you here. My English is not good, so we are also blessed by knowing your devotees, knowing Krishna, knowing all this philosophy, and having the opportunity to do some service and to do some preaching service in the West. This is our greatest fortune to bring all this tissue to the Western countries, all this culture. Now that we are seeing how the world is suffering all over, and we have this so clear philosophy. So accessible, so easy to follow for everyone, for every people, everyone can follow this philosophy, can practice according to his ability. So we must leave this. As our Maharaj was saying, you know, even if one thing that has no qualification, no capacity, but my letters will come. Will be, because Mahaprabhu said, no, do not make me famous as the most merciful avatar, the most merciful incarnation of God. And Mahaprabhu is the heart of Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu, he is showing the greatness of Srimad Bhagavatam's heart by giving this to everyone, every people all over the world, announcing this for the full universe. This is the meaning of Sankirtan, where Mahaprabhu says Sankirtan, that means, actually means everybody, everyone, trees, animals, planets, the world universe. So, we are included, and that is our most great fortune to be here now in this beautiful essence, see? With Nandagram, Bhavshan, Bhavagut, Sushilaya Mahi, Sulabhanandi, and all of the national Vinda King, the Guruvaru King, Porto Randi, the Vinda King, bless us.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Namo Mahabalanyaya Krishna Prana Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauru Krishna. So, those are the words of the devotees who met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, oh, Mahaprabhu, you are the most magnanimous incarnation because you give the love for free to everybody without any consideration. Those are very important words because we are in Vrindavan. You are celebrating Sharad Purnima. Sharad Purnima is a day. It's a night that the Kartik Masa starts. Yeah. And this mercy, being in Vrindavan, came to us by the grace of our spiritual master, who is inspired by Mahaprabhu. My Guru Dev Srila Prabhupada, on every page of his books, I always said, this, I have only one request, to become Krishna conscious. You became Krishna conscious. What does it mean? So, Mahaprabhu is a Radharani herself. So, to my understanding, being Krishna conscious is being Radha conscious. Because Mahaprabhu, with his life, in the garb of a devotee, with the feelings of Radharani, all of us searching for Krishna. So, in Navadvip, the Radha and Krishna are in one body of Mahaprabhu with the feelings of Radharani. In Vrindavan, there are two bodies, Radha and Krishna, but with one spirit. They are one, they are not two. So, really we have to follow the example of Mahaprabhu. Who is showing us the way how to do the real worship. So we have to follow Mahaprabhu in his mood as Radharani. He is also Radharani herself. So being Krishna conscious means being Radha conscious. Without being Radha conscious, you cannot reach Krishna. So we start with the Radharani and we leave. Here we came to her land. It's her life. Land. He's the queen here. He's the queen of the Vrindavan. So therefore we have to study her behavior. We have to learn about her ways. How she is worshipping, because of all the devotees, she is the topmost devotee. So if you want to develop pure prema bhakti, pure love, you have to follow Radharani. To be able to follow her, you have to know her. So we have to study about Radharani, day and night. So this month of Kartik should be really constant remembrance of the Radharani. With the help of our Gurudev, we should do that. And then we should also remember that the Kartik time, starting with Sharad Purnima, you do a Niyam Seva. You promise to do some service, which is motivated only by pure love. We don't have any other feelings. It should be like that. Then you are celebrating Kartik in a proper way. So you have to be acquainted with what a person Radharani is, how she is worshipping Krishna, and then we should follow. Mahaprabhu is Radharani herself. So we have to study Mahaprabhu's life also. And then everything will become very easy in our life. It's no problem. Everything is a Guru's grace. If we have this consciousness, then we are able to change our ways. Because being Krishna conscious, meaning you change your behavior. If you are praying, but you are not changing your behavior in a favorable manner, that the Radha and Krishna will be satisfied, then you are losing time. You have no time to lose being Vrindavan. So we should pray for being able to change our ways. And studying Mahaprabhu and Radharani, it will become possible. And we study this under the guidance of our spiritual master. Doing seva under his direction. Because the Guru there is also expansion of Radharani. We have to understand this. So worshipping our Guru is equal to worship Radharani. Worship Radharani means you can reach Krishna. Then everything is clear. You go from here pure and happy and satisfied, self-realized. You will get the inspiration for the whole year being in your country, being on your continent. So please take this into the consideration and start from now. Thank you very much. Gurudev, Hare Krishna. Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe. Govinda, Govinda, Radhe. Radhe, Govinda, Govinda,
Radhe, Radhe, Govinda.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda.